Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Sean is here with your showbiz news. Barry Keoghan has given an interview to Louis Theroux.
Yes. And he's done a very honest interview with him. He's really opened up. So I just had a good listen this morning. Yeah. And he's addressed loads of issues like his difficult childhood. He talks about his mother's struggle with addiction.
Well, to be fair to Louis would do the old research and he'd go deep.
It's great. And he doesn't probe. He kind of just lets Barry talk. Yeah. And it's obviously Barry feels secure to speak. And he really does. He talks about social media trolls, people criticising his appearance. Mm-hmm. And the part that angers him the most is when people accuse him of being a bad father.
Oh, right. OK.
And then people kind of have a judgment on me as a parent. I'm like, well, until you've walked a day in my shoes growing up as a kid, if I didn't have tough skin or the strength I have, I wouldn't be sitting here. Mm. I'm not an absent father. Again, people love to use my son as kind of, you know, it's like ammunition or whatever.
So basically he said that like his fame has skyrocketed in the last year or so. And since that point, he's kind of stopped putting his son Brando's face on his social media because he said he doesn't feel it's safe to do that. Mm. And that leads people to speculate that he's not involved in his son's life, because if it's not on social media, it didn't happen. Do you know what I mean? So he kind of has an issue with that. And he has also spoken a bit about his girlfriend, pop star Sabrina Carpenter. And there's obviously been a lot of speculation around their relationship.
Aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. Are they on? Are they off? Yeah. Louis just asked him straight out, is Sabrina your girlfriend?
All I'm going to say is, I'm incredibly blessed. Such a strong, independent lady who's massively talented and very special.
Oh, smitten. Absolutely smitten.
Special, Barry.
He was kind of skirting around it. But then, I mean, that's a fairly clear statement there.
So, where can we see this or hear this or what's the story?
Well, it's all on all good podcast platforms.
Right, okay.
It's an hour long, over an hour, and it's a very good listen.
Yeah.
The final thing I will say, he talked about Kelly Harrington and how they grew up near each other, and he said that himself and Kelly have a plan to try and start a club or an organisation to just try and help young people from Dublin to get out and just to try and achieve the likes of what they've done.
All right, time for Philip Egan's crossword clue. Two down. From The Voice to Knight's Choice. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of the Wizard of Oz, Irish jockey Robbie Dolan marked his first ever ride in the Melbourne Cup by winning it a few hours ago. The Kildare man based in Australia was on board 90-1 shot Knight's Choice, who caused a huge shock to win the Melbourne Cup. It went to a photo finish. You're wondering where The Voice comes in. Yes. Well, Robbie Dolan hit the headlines off the track 2 years ago when he appeared on The Voice of Australia.
Go away.
And he can sing. Turns.
My name is Robbie, I'm 26, I'm from Ireland originally.
Yay! Yeah.
Living in Sydney, and I work as a professional jockey.
Well, today he is the winning jockey of the Melbourne Cup, Ian. Quite
wow,
the story.
That's something else, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. What a talent.
We're going to talk to Stephanie Walsh now in a second. Stephanie's going to have a go at waffle. We've got is the ding ready to go? Yes, I'm sure it is. Yes, it is. Okay, right. So we need five of those. We're about to reveal the topic for today. You can play along as you listen in. But Stephanie's going to have a go at winning €1,000 right now. Hi, Stephanie. How's it going?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm grand. Thank you very much. So you're already in work in Regeneron, yeah?
Yeah.
What does Regeneron do?
And they make pharmaceuticals.
Oh, right. Very good. Excellent. So where are you based?
In Limerick. I live in Tipperary and I commute to Limerick.
All right. Very good.
So sometimes I start at 7. That's when I'm in work already.
Right. So you're in work already. So you're in Limerick now. You're not in Tipperary anymore.
Yeah.
We're not in Tipperary anymore. I believe you got 5 out of 5 only on kids' topics so far.
Yeah. Disney and Frozen were the two that come to mind.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck today. How long are you working there, by the way?
2 years, nearly 2 years.
Right. And do you remember the interview process and all that?
Yeah.
Was it good? You got through it okay anyway, yeah? Well, obviously you got through it well because you've got the job, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so you know what a curriculum vitae is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
A CV. Yeah. Okay, well, hold that thought, Stephanie. Hold that thought, okay? Right? So we're about to reveal what your topic is for today. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Today's waffle topic is...
A typical CV.
Your name, address, work history, education, college. Some people put hobbies, achievements, personal goals, skills, career history, Microsoft Word, PDF.
Oh, that's your name. You did well, though. You got three of them. Now, I mean, you kind of mentioned they were kind of going around, but qualifications, actual qualifications.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was in there.
Yeah.
And the other one then is the person from the last job or whatever who kind of said, oh, yeah,
you're
Stephanie's really good at that kind of thing. So kind of references
there
as well. So we had name, education, previous work experience, qualifications and references. Good, Stephanie, good. So, you know, it's not just the kids' topics that you can do well in, you know.
Alrighty.
You'll have to go back and try again. Say hello to everybody in Regeneron, all right? Thanks a million.
Cheers. Bye.
I've had to actually look up a word there which I didn't know the meaning of. Whelp. Whelp. Did you ever hear that? Whelp. It's good. It's explained quite well, actually. It says it's a non-standard spelling of the word well. Well. So, whelp, W-E-L-P, representing a pronunciation typically used to convey resignation or disappointment. Oh, well, as in, well, that's it then. You know, well, whelp, whelp. Because Katy Perry put this on. She recently celebrated a milestone birthday. She is now the big 4-0. Happy belated birthday to Katy Perry, 40 years of age and still churning out the hits. Fair play to her. Over the weekend, she had to get to grips with the realities of her age, tweeting, "Welp, I just updated my font size on my phone." Ah, yes, these things happen. So she's updated the font size, making it bigger, obviously, so she can see it better. And then she has hashtag, #ThisIs40. So this morning, I want you to give one line that sums up your own age. Ah, nice one. Send them in to us here at 087-4100-102. So her one is, "Welp, I just updated my font size on my phone. #ThisIs40. You can use the word whelp if you feel like it. If you don't feel like it, that's fine as well. For example, saving hard for deposit. No crack allowed. #ThisIs29. Or... this is good. 17 weddings this year alone. #ThisIs32. How very true. My God. Get in touch now and give us your age by telling us that anonymously or the other way around. It's up to you indeed. Get in touch now. WhatsApp voice note, and it's 087-4100-102. I think my good knee is turning into my bad knee. #ThisIs42. Oh, Niamh, God bless you. Thank you very much for getting in touch at 087-4100-102. The good knee turning into the bad knee. It's all about knees, actually. Niall was in touch as well. I can't play five-a-side football without getting sore knees. #ThisIs43. There you go. That's something to look forward to, Niamh. Now you're only 42 and now 43. They're both knees are going to be gone. Niall said that. Thank you, Niall. And... oh, Jim's there on a voice note as well. How are you, Jim? How's it going?
Morning, Enoch. Jim and Leith here. Last time I put my back out, I sneezed a little bit too hard. #ThisIs49.
Oh, Jim. Careful now, Jim. Careful. Lay off the pepper. You'll be grand.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I find.